Country Club FM.
Time for the Almanac, 8:48 here this morning. Let's get her going. Today is Thursday, June 25th, 2020. 2020. It's a Hugh Downs kind of year. The 177th day of the year, we have 189. That's the first thing they taught you at Brown Institute, how to say 100.
Yeah, you don't say 100.
That was day one.
And if you
said that in your little, because you had to send in a tape.
Yep.
Because they actually evaluated. But when I was going there, I doubt if they even listened to them, because there were some people in there when I was there that struggled a little bit with articulation, enunciation, pronunciation.
I was at the tail end there. They were actually still turning people away. You know, they told a couple of people that were trying to get into school when I was there, trying to do my little deal to get in. They said, you know, maybe you should look at something else.
That's before National Education Center took over.
Correct.
When the corporation came in and it was all about just get as many people in there as possible. Let's get some money.
We want your money.
Let's get some money. So 189 days left to go here in 2020. So this state, 841, we had a battle going on, and Charles the Bald and Louis the German and Nick the psoriasis sufferer all defeated Lothar at Fontenay on this date.
Was that some sort of a tag team?
Well, it's three of them. Took three of them.
Oh,
it was
yeah.
A three-man tag.
Wow. The things that happened in the squared circle.
It took three different people to defeat Lothar.
Yeah. Well,
841.
He was the Intercontinental champ, if I remember.
He won it in a ladder match. 1876.
That famous day in history, the men of the 7th Cavalry went fighting on.
That didn't work.
And from the rear a voice was heard, a brave young man with a trembling word.
Here comes Larry Byrne, here he is.
What am I doing here? Please, Mr. Custer.
Larry Byrne knew.
I don't want to go.
He knew it was going to be bad for the 7th Cavalry on this date. Civil War.
They got a lot more than we do, boss.
George Custer, who was a Civil War hero, he made his last stand on this date. Little Bighorn River in Montana.
He was defeated
by Crazy Horse and Sitting Bull.
He did not die peacefully.
225 troops against thousands of Sioux and Cheyenne Indians.
Mm-hmm.
It took less than 2 hours, the last stand. It was one of the biggest military blunders on the U.S. Army side.
Yes.
In the history.
Vastly underestimated the Indian force.
And obviously the Indians were there. They were fighting for something.
Yes, they were.
No doubt about that. 1876, the famous Custer's last stand. And without that, we wouldn't have had Larry Byrne's 1950 hit, Please, Mr. Custer, I Don't Want to Go. I have a bad feeling about this.
Mm-hmm.
1938, here is your number one song in 38.
A biscuit, a basket, a brown and yellow basket. I send a letter to my mommy on the way I drop.
Ella Fitzgerald, and that might even be Count Basie there providing the music. A tisket, a tasket. Number one this day, 1938, Neil.
Different times.
Didn't you sing that song once, a solo in elementary school?
Yeah. Third grade, variety.
I always thought it was a trisket. Yeah. I thought it was a song about snack crackers. A trisket and a tasket.
And trisket. A chicken in a basket.
Oh, those are good.
Oh, yeah.
1950 in the news, this happened.
Thousands of communist Russia-equipped North Korean troops pour across the 38th parallel into South Korea.
The Korean War, or the Korean conflict, there was war ever declared? That's the question.
Well, felt like war, looked like war.
North Korea, if it feels like war, looks like war,
it's
has
war.
The consequences of war, it's war. You're right, Neil. That was very wise. That's good. 1950 is when North Korea invaded South Korea on this date. 1950, of course, we would get involved. We kind of already were, like late 40s, starting to get people over there and trying to qualm the situation. Unable to do so, though. at that point, up to that point, up till 1950.
Right.
1969, this song was recorded.
But I'm strong.
One good thing did come out of the Korean War. MASH. So the Hollies recorded...
Yes.
He ain't heavy.
What is he?
He's my brother.
What if he is a little bit overweight and chunky? He is heavy and he's my brother.
He was.
You know who's playing piano on this track?
I don't.
Elton John.
Oh, nice.
Before we knew him as Elton John. It's 1969. He didn't, of course, hit the mainstream until your song hit the charts in 1970. Elton John.
70?
Oh, 70.
Okay.
1973. This is something that President Richard Nixon didn't want to hear.
I began by telling the president that there was a cancer growing on the presidency, and if the cancer was not removed, the president himself would be killed by it. I also told him that it was important that this cancer be removed immediately because it was growing more deadly every day.
John Dean admitting that President Nixon was a part and knew of the Watergate cover-up. That was the state, 1973. And Neil, you're kind of a historian of the Whatergate thing. You absorbed it, watched it, talked about it.
Yeah.
And
John Dean was a key figure.
You weren't part of the break-in, though. The age of 15?
I am not a crook.
1977, Roy Sullivan was struck by lightning again. It was the seventh time. He is in the Guinness Book of World Records as the most lightning-struck person in the world. Something about him.
He had to have a metal plate somewhere.
Well, who knows? I mean, all it takes is a conductor, and as lightning's coming down, it's looking for the best spot, the highest spot, the least resistance.
Yeah.
Because that's where electricity goes to the spot, place of least resistance. So this guy must have been a real conductor. Maybe that's what he was. He was a conductor of the local orchestra.
Right.
He was a conductor. He was out there. He had his baton, and he lifted in the air.
And a two.
And he got struck seven times. I think he was a park ranger. So he was out in nature a lot.
Okay.
And he got struck by lightning seven times. He died in 1983. He took his own life, sadly.
Oh, my.
So he survived all those lightning strikes, but sadly and tragically actually took his own life in 1983. 1985, let's go to the Monday Night Football booth.
The defense of the Patriots is a very good one. They're second ranked in the entire AFC, but they will have their hands full with Marino and the likes of the Marx Brothers. Now here's the juice to tune us in on the Dolphins.
Well, Joe, you said Marino. When you talk about Miami, you start with Marino, 27.
Joe Namath and O.J. Simpson in the same booth. They announced it on this date. New lineup. Howard was gone. He had said some bad things. So Frank Gifford was there to do play-by-play, and they brought in Joe Namath, Broadway Joe, and O.J. Simpson.
Wow.
Talk about that booth, huh?
Right.
I mean, if Frank and Joe would have known, they could have just pushed O.J. out the booth, let him fall.
Right.
Perish. We wouldn't have to worry. You wouldn't have had two murders.
Well, you could look at it that way.
If hindsight is 20/20,
right.
You go back in time. Did Joe Namath ever want to kiss Frank Gifford after a couple of... You had to know that Joe Namath had a couple.
Yeah.
If he's calling a game.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Back in the old days, that was not frowned upon. You could drink in the press box, especially for the big-time guys.
Yeah. It was not a big deal.
Harry Carey would not have been Harry Carey.
Without.
He wouldn't have been that. So, 85, they got a new booth, Monday Night Football. How about in 88?
This is the tale of an up-and-coming movie star named Roger Rabbit. And a down-and-out private detective named Eddie Valiant.
Ooga, who booga. Framed Roger Rabbit on this date debuted. Roger Rabbit?
Yeah.
What did you think of that?
It was pretty good.
It was revolutionary because it was real action, real-life actors in with the animation, which now is really easy to do, but in 1988 it wasn't, certainly. What time is it?
I would like to think it's TV theme time.
So how big was Quantum Leap, late 80s, early 90s, as far as a television show?
Good show.
Starring that Scott Bakula guy?
Yes.
It was so big that NBC on this date decided to air Quantum Leap 5 days in a row for a stretch. Wow. Obviously, they weren't all new episodes. They were reruns. But either that, it was a really good show, or everything else was nothing but crap.
Wasn't that the one?
NBC.
Yeah. Wasn't one of them, it started on, you know, ABC, and then it went away, and then NBC picked it up. There was one of those shows. Maybe it wasn't Quantum Leap.
I don't know. You might be on a whole different tangent there. 1993, David Letterman had his last NBC show.
The gentleman who will take over this program is Conan O'Brien. I've met him a couple of times. The only thing I know about Conan for sure is that he, you know, he's been in prison. That's all I don't know. I know he killed a guy. I don't.
That's Letterman.
Classic Letterman. Oh, as so he was doing his sign off, his last NBC show, he'd move on, of course, to CBS when NBC didn't give him the Tonight Show.
Right.
Now, Taxi Flip Network, so did Different Strokes. Are you thinking of Different Strokes?
Maybe. No, I would have. Yeah. No. I didn't watch. I watched Taxi.
1997, this date.
As we like to say in Minnesota, that hockey's back.
Hockey's back. Nice. NHL announced this date. A new team for Minnesota would be in St. Paul. That was Bob Nagle, who helped bring the NHL back and get the XL Energy Center built. Thanks to Mayor Coleman for helping out on that. Norm Coleman was a big part of that. Nashville, Atlanta, Columbus, and Minnesota.
Lou Nanny have anything to do with that?
Brand new. Well, he's part of it, I'm sure.
I'm sure he was.
He was a big part pushing that. Mm-hmm. And those are the new franchises in the NHL. I wonder at one point in time, are they going to force Columbus to change the name of their city?
Well,
just food for thought.
Yeah, could be.
This date, 2009.
And we're just getting this in right now, and it's very, very sad news. Jim Moray, and to all of our viewers, both the Los Angeles Times and CBS News are both now reporting that Michael Jackson has died. Now, CNN has not confirmed that, but the LA Times and CBS News...
Oh, that was back in the days when CNN used to confirm things before they went out and reported them. Oh, Blitzer. Wolf Blitzer reporting, and Michael Jackson dying on this date, 2009. It was stunning.
It was.
It was stunning. It was shocking. It was not expected. And on the same day...
While millions grieve for Michael Jackson, fans are also mourning the pin-up girl for a generation, actress Farrah Fawcett. The former Charlie's Angel died in a Los Angeles hospital last night, surrounded by family and friends.
She was 62. While Michael Jackson's death was very surprising at the age of 50, for 62-year-old Farrah Fawcett, she had battled cancer.
Yeah, we
for
knew
3 years.
She was having a
right,
tough time.
Exactly. Both of those happened on this date, 2009. And 1 year ago, Neil.
San Francisco became the first major American city to approve a ban on the sale of electronic cigarettes. The crackdown is aimed at reducing teen vaping. 1 in 5 American high schoolers admitted to vaping last year.
Neil, have you ever vaped?
I have not.
I've never vaped either. No. It's kind of, I guess it's been negative.
Yeah.
In the news.
Right.
Some people say it's bad for you.
Right. I don't think it's a good thing.
June Lockhart's on our birthday list today.
TV theme time.
Yeah. The one thing I do know about vaping, I don't know if it's bad for you, good for you. I haven't really looked into it because I don't do it. But the people who do it, they expel a lot of vapor into the air, do they not?
Huge plumes.
I mean, one time, guy was doing it outside his window. I thought I was following a steam engine. That was Robert Fulton in a steamboat.
Right.
Or the old 97. June Lockhart, 95 today from Lost in Space. And don't forget, she was a... She was on the old Lassie show,
she
too.
She was mom to Timmy. Yeah. June Lockhart, 95. Wow.
Tell me about Willis Reed and him coming out on the court limping for the New York Knicks there in that championship. Was it the 70 or the 73 championship that he could barely walk? Is Kirk Gibson like?
Oh, it was. Now, that is a good question.
It was one of those two. Those are the
70,
2 years.
But, he was hurt, and they needed him, and he came limping out of the locker room and ignited the Knicks to the title.
He's 78
with
today.
Walt Frazier and Dollar Bill Bradley.
You don't have to give the whole team. We need to move on to Carly Simon. We know you know your NBA.
Oh, I love that. And I love this.
Carly Simon is 75 today. She had dalliances with James Taylor and Warren Beatty.
Yeah.
Both of which we thought that maybe You're So Vain is about. It turned out to be it was about Oscar the Grouch.
Huh.
She had had a bit of an affair with Oscar the Grouch after an appearance on Sesame Street. And You're So Vain was about Oscar the Grouch taking his private plane up to Nova Scotia and taking a look at the total eclipse of the sun. I mean, that's what it was all about. Carly Simon, 75, this
very
guy,
talented.
This guy.
Yeah, that's it, all right. I recognize that any place. Looks just like me, slim, black, and dynamite!
He was JJ, and he was as big as anything in the mid-70s.
Huge.
T-shirts. They had stuffed dolls of JJ Evans, Jimmy Walker. Dynamite was his catchphrase. I almost like even more when they say, JJ, you look good. And he'd say, well, you know, what can I say? That was my favorite catchphrase, actually.
Yeah.
From JJ Evans.
He
so
was great.
He
love
is 70, 73.
I seek to cure what's deep inside. Frightened of this thing that I've become.
He's playing keyboards and one of the singers, one of the founders of the group Toto, David Paich, 66. Bob Kimball is the other guy that sang a lot of lead on Toto.
They were part of Boz Scaggs' band for a long time.
That's where they started. Yeah. I mean, yeah. A lot of guys started with Boz Scaggs. Britney Spears started with Boz Scaggs. I don't know if you knew that. Ricky Gervais here today, 59.
You'll be pleased to know this is the last time I'm hosting these awards, so I don't care anymore. I'm joking. I never did.
He went kind of scorched earth on his last Golden Globes.
Yeah.
It was his last one. He was going to make sure it was his last one.
A few eyebrows were raised.
He started on The Office, of course, the British version of The Office. He's 59 from the U.S. version of The Office.
Plan a party, Angela. Oh, and the entire world will see it. Oh, and here's $65 for your budget. Oh, and here are four idiots who'll do nothing but weigh you down. Oh, and your cat's still dead.
Wow. She was Angela.
That is good.
From The Office, 49, Angela Kinsey. Angela Kinsey, 49, and Busy Phillips is 41, Neil.
Laugh!
Busy?
I saw myself laugh in the mirror last night, and I thought it looked a little horsey, so now I'm going to say it instead of do it. I swear to
God. Oh, the darn horsey laugh. She was on the show Cougar Town, Dawson Creek, Freaks and Geeks,
like
41. Busy, it's her nickname.
Wait, like B-I-Z-Z-Y?
No, that would be if she was a rapper. It's B-U-S-Y.
Oh, just like I'm busy.
Busy Phillips,
okay.
41. And you've got 2 minutes for today's Gone but not forgotten.
We need the Cupid doll, and thank goodness Rose O'Neill developed and designed it. 1874. Did you read 1984? If you haven't, you probably should. It's interesting times we have here.
Big Brother.
The guy who wrote it was George Orwell.
Big Brother's watching.
Yep, also 1903. He wrote Animal Farm as well, born in 1903. Singer Harold Melvin, he had his group, the Blue Notes. That's Harold Melvin, born on this day, 1939. He could sing.
That we've been through.
She was a part of the NFL Today on CBS, Brent Musburger and Irv Cross, Phyllis George, former Miss America, too.
Just passed away.
The big D in Dallas these days is not just the city, but the man, their own favorite Danny Boy. Our coverage of the battle for the trip to Washington and next week's championship game begins here. And we've got it all on the NFL Today.
Groundbreaking. Phyllis George did a heck of a job, I thought. She was more than just a pretty face, Jim. Born on this day, 1949. Chef Anthony Bourdain sadly took his own life in France. He was filming his TV show. He was born on this day, 1956, and he was a part of Wham and a solo artist, George Michael.
I was a big Wham guy.
Oh, yeah. That's George Michael.
I liked Andrew Ridgely more than I liked George Michael. He's the one I picked that would be the big solo star.
Yeah.
Boy, was I wrong.
You missed that one.
Way off.
That much. 1963 for George Michael. We lost him way too early as well. And they're all gone.
But not forgotten. Bobathon time. No repeat workday. Trace Adkins, Chrome. Mm-hmm. Shania Twain, Man, I Feel Like a Woman. Mm-hmm. Or Aaron Tippin's Working Man's PhD.
We'll go Aaron Tippin today.
Here we go.
All you need for summer. KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBG1. Fair